What is your recovery rate? How long does it take you to recover from actions and behaviors that upset you? Minutes? Hours? Days? Weeks? The longer it takes you to recover, the more influence the incident has on your actions, and the less able you are to perform to your personal best. In a nutshell, the longer it takes you to recover, the weaker you are and the poorer your performance. You are well aware that you need to exercise to keep the body fit, and no doubt, accept that a reasonable measure of health is the speed in which your heart and respiratory system recovers after exercise. Likewise, the faster you let go of an issue that upsets you, the faster you return to an equilibrium, the healthier you will be. The best example of this behavior is found with professional sports people. They know that the faster they can forget an incident or missed opportunity and get on with the game, the better their performance. In fact, most measure the time it takes them to overcome and forget an incident in a game, and most reckon the recovery rate of 30 seconds is too long. Imagine yourself to be an actor in a play on the stage. Your aim is to play your part to the best of your ability. You have been given the script, and at the end of each sentence is a full stop. Each time you get to the end of the sentence, you start a new one, and although the next sentence is related to the last, it is not affected by it. Your job is to deliver each sentence to the best of your ability. Don't live your life in the past. Learn to live in the present, to overcome the past. Stop the past from influencing your daily life. Don't allow thoughts of the past to reduce your personal best. Stop the past from interfering with your life. Learn to recover quickly. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Reflect on your recovery rate each day. Every day before you go to bed, look at your progress. Don't lie in bed saying to you, "I did it wrong. I should have done better there." No, look at your day and note when you made an effort to place a full stop after an incident. This is a success. You are taking control of your life. Remember, this is a step-by-step process. This is not a makeover. You're undertaking real change here. Your aim: reduce the time spent in recovery. The way forward: live in the present, not in the precedent.